time for you to sound off. Sound off.
You gotta be beefing me. What is it? Hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That is the line that you call in and you can give us a message. A lot of people don't like to wait on hold to be on the show, so you can get your point across by calling that line, letting it loose, and we review all the messages, and you may make it to the big show.
Okay, this is the stark contrast between our two fearless leaders, as both our teams got annihilated last night. Doug Peterson probably had to be fitted for a straitjacket at halftime. Gabe Kapler probably stated that Scott Kingery and Roman Quinn, I take my hat off to them.
Dave, you're back in rare form. Last time we had you live on the air, you actually praised Gabe Kapler. Well, what did he do? He praised it, didn't he?
Yeah, he said he was dead. He called him Tony La Russa.
Yeah, there you go. So he's back to, you know, I don't know.
Mikey, that first game last night was an embarrassment. You know what? But the only silver lining wasn't on television. Unfortunately, I watched it on Facebook. It was so bad, I deleted my account in seventh inning.
Who were the broadcasters for the Facebook broadcast? I heard Todd Zeal's name mentioned. Todd Zeal with the color announcer?
I don't know who the play-by-play guy is. We didn't watch it because we were here, but the play-by-play guy's done all the Facebook games, and he's awful.
Yeah.
Well, I think Todd
corny.
Zeal.
Todd
Zeal was the color analyst.
Yeah, they switch it up, though, for each game. They don't have a set, like, crew. I think the play-by-play guy might be set, but the color guy has changed. I don't know. I mean, he was a former Met, so maybe that's why he was there. Zeal, I'm talking
Todd Zeal,
about.
Yeah. Former Philly, too.
Yeah, so there you go. You
put Baltimore Oriole?
Yeah, he hopped around.
Yeah, he did. Good hitter in his day.
Yeah, he wasn't a bad player.
Yeah.
Mike, did you hear that Christian Hackenberg was going to play last night? He wasn't really excited about coming in for a blowout, so. But they said Jason Kelce was very excited to be quarterback, but they thought otherwise and ended up putting in Callahan instead.
That's my point. Why didn't Greg Ward play last night in that blowout? He at least has some quarterback experience, right? But see, the example is you take a guy in there, play quarterback in his life, and let him put him back there and take a couple snaps because all your quarterbacks, you want to preserve them because they're all getting hammered. You wouldn't put up with that in football, would you?
That first game yesterday, oh my God. Baseball's got to change stuff. That game took so long, I think all my hair went gray. You got to put the mercy rule in. After the sixth inning, you're up by 10 runs, we're done. Move on.
You can't do that. That's major leagues, man. This is not a little league. But I thought it was very interesting. I'm watching the Eagles game last night, and there's 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and it's already 3.5 hours long, and they're bitching about baseball.
So this whole time, are we going to start Wentz? Are we going to start Folk? Is it Wentz? Is it Folk? Is it Wentz? Is it Folk? Okay, geniuses. Now what the hell do we do? Foles is down. Now who the hell do we start if Wentz isn't ready? Are we freaking starting the season with Nate? Sudfeld?
Relax, Skip. It was just a minor strain. You know, it was a convenient injury. He hadn't been playing well, and the guy wrenched his arm a little bit. He's fine. That happens.
I can't handle the argument by the Nick Foles lovers who say he's Super Bowl MVP. That's why he should start. That's like saying just because you want American Idol, you're now the best singer out there.
It's a Natalie Eganoff argument. Super Bowl MVP. Best quarterback in history. Might as well start him.
You know, Natalie, you know, she's my friend, but I was looking for tweets during the game.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's a big Folesian Society president.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see anything.
She's on vacation. That's why.
No, she was watching the game.
Oh, she was?
She tweeted about other stuff.
Oh, she did?
Not about Foles,
though.
Oh,
so she's in staycation mode?
Yeah, she's local.
Oh, okay.
preseason or no preseason, getting your ass kicked is still getting your ass kicked. I mean, I know you're backups and all, but seriously, just playing for a spot on this team should be enough motivation for you just to try just a little bit harder.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I mean, they had so many guys out. It was like, they, you know, the guys that are trying hard just don't have the talent to make themselves look good.
Vaitai is a liability out there, an absolute liability, and they need to fix the problem now. He did it right last year. He stepped up to the situations, but there is no way he can be your starting tackle. It just can't happen.
He's not going to be your starting tackle. He's playing because they're preserving Jason Peters. Jason Peters will be your starting tackle, and maybe he gets hurt, you have to go to Vaitai, but he got hurt last year. Vaitai came in and played well, so don't worry about Vaitai.
Yeah, Mike, I want to ask you, why doesn't the Foles rule apply to Vaitai? He played longer than Foles. Mm-hmm. He started the Super Bowl. He was left tackle for all the playoffs. Yet people, one bad preseason game, and people kill him. Foles is, has immunity. Why is that?
Because he was the Super Bowl MVP. Why?
But Vaitai blocked for him.
Was Vaitai the Super Bowl MVP?
No.
All right. Well, that's your reason.
I understand the NFL is trying to make this a safer game, but this penalty is exactly the kind of penalty that can cost the team a playoff spot or worse, a Super Bowl. And unfortunately, that's what it's going to take for them to realize that 15 yards is too much. Well, I'm going to get 5, that's fine, but 15 is exactly the kind of penalty that can cause a huge momentum spike.
You got to make it 15. You got to make it meaningful. It's got to have teeth. If you're trying to legislate safety, you can't just do it with a 5-yard penalty. 15 damages you. That's why you have to learn to tackle differently.
You talk about slip covers, Mike. I used to be married to a woman down in North Carolina, and I went to my former in-laws many years ago. And her mother had plastic on the mattress, had the sheets on top of it. Oh, my God, that sleep. I woke up in sweat. She would have thought I had nightmares and everything.
Probably put that plastic on for you, Holmes, thinking you were going to, you know, wee-wee. That's what that was about, right? that's why you put the plastic on a mattress. Somebody has been wee-weeing.
Yeah, peeing a bit. Probably somebody with an alcohol problem.
Yeah, maybe.
Bad drunk.
All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Southside.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinChevrolet.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Yes.